My entire family is back again. So pretty much the same staff the last 4 years, with the exception of a couple people. So my sisters all come back and help out. Even my grandparents get in on the action and help out with like registration. My dad is kind of like the director of the camp in general, kind of oversees pretty much everything that's going on. And then my brother-in-laws, they come and help out. Jeff Toole married my sister JC. Eric Carlstrom married my sister Katie. They come back, help out. I get a lot of my buddies from home. So Evan Reiser, who I grew up with here in Chelan and played with, Brett Linehan. They've been helping out for the last few years as well. I usually try and get, like, you know, I've had Dan Campbell, Cam Reiser, a number of guys in the past that have helped out, but it's usually just kind of like give and take. Some years it works a little bit easier than others, but in most part it's kind of like everybody uses it sort of like as a reunion for guys to come back. And then a lot of my buddies that I grew up playing like AAU ball with out of the Seattle area and become really close with, Corey Hudson, Brandon Katz, Max Pressey, they're pretty much constants in the camp. They come back every year. This year, I will have one of the assistant coaches with the Nets. He's actually the head of player development, but he's going to be out here. And I usually just try and, it's like a hodgepodge of people that I just try and work to get out here every year. And some guys might be different than others, but yeah, I'm hoping that in the future I can get a few more of my college teammates and some of my NBA teammates to come out. I have Evan Nolte, who was one of my college teammates. He's out here, and he's been here for the last couple of years. So it's always, yeah, it's always a great turnout with just tons of people coming in to helping out and supporting. And even, you know, outside of the camp, you know, Tom Gormley over at Lakeside Lodge has always been great, hosts a dinner for us every year for the camp staff and helps with, like, lodging for some of the camp counselors. And then, you know, Campbell's, a number of different Chelan Fresh, Crunch Pack. A lot of people in the area have always just kind of helped in terms of contributing to getting the camp up and running and rolling.
250 kids approximately this year. It's a great turnout. Tell us about the scholarship end of things. I know you've set this up. It's a nonprofit, and then you're putting out a scholarship every year.
Yeah, so we give out a scholarship to graduating senior in Lake Chelan Valley. So last year, the award or the recipient was actually from Manson, and Alexis Diaz. And this year, I went to a senior from Chelan, and it's just we call it a Leaders on the Lake scholarship, and they have to, you know, apply and fulfill a certain criteria. We do a lot of our due diligence in terms of, you know, calling the staff in the high schools, counseling staff, administrators, and we have them write a 300-word essay on what leadership means to them, and then we end up selecting a winner based off of that. And all of the funds for that scholarship are generated from the camp. We give a $5,000 scholarship, or have the last 2 years, and you know, we hope to continue doing it going forward. And then, you know, with the money that we have left from that, we like to contribute to Chelan Athletic Booster Club and then just different sort of projects that might be going on in the valley.
What does it mean to you to be able to give back to the community you grew up in?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, I talk about this pretty often, just the fact that, you know, growing up in a small town like Chelan, you know, a lot of people, I've known them, you know, since the time I was a little kid, and everybody has kind of seen, I guess, my trajectory to through playing here as a GOAT, to playing at UVA, and now to be playing in the NBA. So everybody has kind of like, you know, feels like they are a part of it, and they definitely are, because, you know, I remember the times, you know, I was a little kid going downtown and you know, going into Yesterday's or some of the shops in downtown Chelan, and everybody is really an extension of the family. You know, obviously I have a big family here in the area, but everybody else that, you know, is part of like the Chelan community, it is, you know, sort of like a big rallying community and family in a sense. And everybody is really, you know, for me to get to this point, it's the least I can do to come back and contribute to something where I was a little kid coming to these camps growing up.
I know, Joe, when you were in college, you worked to get some of your buddies out to Chelan that had never been in the area. Is that going to be the same thing you hope in the NBA, that maybe get some of these friends of yours to come experience Lake Chelan?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the goal, and I've been working a lot of guys. The only tricky thing a lot of times is just scheduling and the time commitment of getting out here, but I'm going to work it next year. I got some ideas of how I can get some of my teammates to make the trip, and definitely some of my former college teammates. I've been working it. I'm trying to kind of grow the field a little bit and make it, you know, sort of an interesting camp in the sense that kids in the North Central Washington area can come and, you know, take part in a camp that's put on by, you know, more than one NBA player.
All right, well, Joe, I want to thank you for your time. Going to let you go. I know you're busy. We're going to save conversation about NBA stuff for a later time this summer. Look forward to it.
All right, appreciate it, Dennis. Thank you.